Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. But this month, my friends, we are celebrating our 34th year of helping people change their lives. And because of that, we've got all kinds of specials going on, and we are crossing all across the nation. We have classes in many, many, many cities just this month because of the anniversary. This weekend, we have two classes coming up. We have Dallas is the 2-day, and their case study will be on Thursday nights. And Richmond, Virginia, we have a 2-day, and the case study will be on Friday night. Now, I'm going to be in the Richmond case study, so just as soon as we get off the air here, I'm going to fly out and go to Richmond, and I'll be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we're going to have a good time. We're going to do a case study and show you, let you guys meet a bunch of people that have done deals, answer all your questions, explain to you how single-family and multifamily deals work. Then Saturday and Sunday is the regular 2-day class where you learn everything you need to know on how to locate, evaluate, negotiate, contract, finance, and operate both single-family and multifamily deals. So it's a big weekend. You've got your choice of Dallas or Richmond this weekend. But I want you to go to this website, this page, because it even blew my mind. I'm to be really honest with you. The landing page you can go to get signed up for any of this stuff is DellHelpMeNow.com. And when you go there, it's going to show you a list of events you can go to. It just really, like I said, I was overwhelmed by how many different events we have set up now because this is our 34th anniversary and we want to get everybody in as possible with these specials we're offering you. So you need to go to that, DellHelpMeNow.com. And by the way, put in the promo code Dell, D-E-L, and that will give you a massive discount on the membership. If you're already a member, you can go to that page just to look up where all the different possibilities are for you to get involved. You go to another one. A lot of people like to take the 2-day class more than once. In fact, I would believe more people take it more than once than only take it once because there's so much material there. It's hard to get it all consumed as the person learning it. You're learning so much as you can. The second time you come back, you learn even more. And probably every time after that, you learn some more because it reminds me of reading a book called Think and Grow Rich. And it says, in every page of this book is the secret to success. And you won't get it because there's so much in here. So read through it, take notes, learn what you can learn, and then do it again and again. And I did that. And what was interesting is every time I did that, I read the book, I highlighted it in a color. Like the first color was obviously yellow highlighter. Then I said, okay, let's go to green. And then I went to pink. And then I went to orange. But each time I went to a new color, each time I read it, I found that the stuff that I had already highlighted, I go, of course, that's just obvious, right? For somehow, like I had absorbed it. It was now my way of thinking. But each time I read it, I found stuff that I just passed over. It didn't seem important. And what I'm getting to here is that knowledge really is something that has to get stacked. And I don't know what they do now in school, but back when I was in school, I remember we'd go first grade through fifth grade and, you know, you'd go through the whole first grade and you'd get up to X place in the book. But when you started over in second grade, you started back about halfway back with what you learned in first grade and refreshed what you learned and then built on that and went further. I think that's what actually happened. So, again, that's why we have so many classes available to you all over the country. Live where you want to live, invest where you want to invest, and learn where it's possible for you to get to, I guess, is what it comes down to. And we want to get you out there. So go to DellHelpMeNow.com and get yourself signed up. Well, let's get started. I've got an incredible email here for you that I wanted to share with you. This guy writes me, and it's a very long email, but I'm going to just kind of break it up into parts and read it to you. The first part that I'm going to share with you is that about what this guy's done and what he's done with his financial planner. It says, I'm in my first 5 years of Lifestyles membership. I had plenty of non-retirement funds and stuff, in other words, stuff that isn't in the 401k, and debt equity to invest with. I got into a few dozen multifamily deals. Now that I pass 59 and a half, I've been liquidating my retirement account funds when I find a good deal. So every time I find a good deal, I pull a little bit more out of my 401k or my IRA. When I started doing this, my financial planner was not thrilled, but there is a happy ending. She called me up several months ago and said she wanted to diversify into real estate. It was after I told her multiple times about all of my 100% plus rate returns on multifamily returns, blowing the stock market away in annualized returns, and all of the tax advantages. I spent 45 minutes on the phone explaining the LU model, that's Lifestyles Unlimited model, and she said she was planning to take the workshop. Her only concern is that as a financial planner, her company wouldn't let her do it. So there's a couple of things here. First of all, your whole life you've gone to financial planners for financial advice, and they will sway you away from real estate investing because why? Because they can't do it. Number one, they don't know how to do it, but most importantly, because they don't get paid to help you do it. So they have a conflict of interest in this. But I also want to point out, they really don't even know. They don't understand that you can earn 100% rate of return or higher in single family deals and in multifamily deals, and they don't get that. They have no idea. Their rates of return are minuscule compared to real estate when done correctly. And once you have a person that is speaking back to them from experience and saying, look, I'm taking that money out. I'm going to continue to take it out because I'm making tons of money that you're not making me. Then these financial planners get interested. But the problem is many of them, and it's not all of them, but a very high percentage of them, their companies say they cannot invest in any other type of investments other than the ones they're selling. That way, when someone asks you as a financial planner, what are you invested in? You're not going to go, well, I make all my money in real estate, even though I'm selling you these stocks and bonds and whatever derivative things I have to sell you. I make mine over here. And they don't want that to happen. He also sent me the email from the lady when he first started taking money out. It said, if this is an effort to create more income from your wealth to provide you additional spending dollars, then there is potentially other ways more efficient to invest for income. If this is an effort to preserve wealth in a non-market correlated investment, then again, there are potentially more efficient investments. So you see, that was the email that he got from the lady who now is becoming a real estate investor. I appreciate him sending me this. It's Steven, and I really do appreciate it because it only goes to show you, if you're not out there searching, you're not going to get this information. They're not going to let it get to you, right? They're just not going to let it get to you. And we want to make sure that we get it to you because you have the opportunity to change your life. You just have to change what you're doing with your investments. I was speaking to one of the members the other day that didn't have a job. I was at the 2-day I was teaching this last weekend. And by the way, we're going to be in Dallas and we're going to be in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. So whether you're East Coast guy, go to Richmond, Virginia, you're western side of the country, go to Dallas. But I was teaching last weekend in Houston, and a guy came up to me and said, yeah, I'm doing these deals with something called a DSCR loan. And I said, I don't know how you do that because I think they only lend you 50% of the money. So let me give you an idea of what we're talking about here. This is something, if you can get it over the radio, that's good. If not, get into one of these meetings right away. But what we're doing is we're buying houses, just typical numbers. I buy a house for around $100,000. The one I did this weekend live was we bought it for $120,000. We put in $60,000 in rehab. The after repaired value of the property was $148,000. So the hard money lender will lend us the money to buy and renovate this property up to 75%. So we go out here and we get the hard money loan of 75. It's now worth 248,000. Do a little math on my phone here, times 0.75%. They'll lend us $186,000. Well, we're buying it for 120. We're putting 60 in. So that's only 180,000. That leaves us 6,000 towards closing costs. And there you go. We've bought the thing with nothing out of pocket. Beautiful deal. But we don't want to stay in that hard money loan. And the hard money loan has to be used because conventional financing won't finance a property that is in bad repair. right? And this property's in really bad repair. So we then, after that, normally do a rate and term refinance out to a conventional loan, which drops the interest rate down to whatever the market interest rate is and allows for the property to have good cash flow. This is done by getting a 75% and sometimes as much as 80% regular conventional loan. Well, there, if you don't have a job and you can't show income, or if you have a job or a company where you hide all your income, you can't qualify for that loan, and hence you can't do these really neat things we're doing. Well, I found out the other day that there is this thing called a DSCR, debt coverage ratio loan, that will allow you to borrow not 50% like I thought, but the whole 75%. And if you understand what I'm saying you can do a hard money loan and not qualify for a loan and be on the back end, go get one of these DSCR loans to take you out of that hard money loan, and there you go. Even though you don't qualify for conventional financing, you've used both tools. And if you can't qualify even for the DSCR loan, the hard money loan guy won't lend you the money. They want to know they can get their money back, and they're getting their money back by you doing the conventional loan to take them out. Well, this really blew my mind. There's a song that goes like that, by the way. Just that's why I'm laughing. So when you look at this situation, think, are you kidding me? I can go out there and buy a house and they'll lend me the money to buy it and renovate it? Yes, but only in the lending institutions that know how and are willing to do it. It's not normal conventional financing. So like I own a finance company called Lifestyles Finance. You can look it up. We do that kind of lending wherever we're legally able to do it, because you have to have licenses in every state. Some states it's hard to get licenses in because you have to have a physical location in that state to be able to open up as a mortgage broker. So we're not in every state, and we don't want to be in blue states. In other words, we don't buy real estate in any state where they would, number one, let someone come into your store and rob you of everything you have and then not arrest the people, all right? So that throws California out, New York out, because there's laws there where you can rob you every single day, come back and steal $1,000 or less worth of stuff, and they won't arrest them. Well, you got 20 people stealing $1,000 worth of stuff, you got a problem. They do it every day, you going out of business. So we don't buy anything in those states. We also don't buy anything in the Democratic states where they allow squatters. People think that there's squatters everywhere. No, there's only squatters where there's Democrats. They don't allow squatting in Republican states. So we're not putting lending institutions in those states, you understand, because we don't want to do business there. And so it's really no use for me to set that type of financing up. So if you're in one of those states, you're going to have to come to our state to buy stuff to be able to do this kind of funding. But if you do, normally, let me give you an idea here. I'm just going to take you through this. If you would normally do this deal, are you with me? You'd go buy the property. The property costs $120,000. $120,000, you'd have to put 20% down times 0.20%. You'd have to come up with $24,000, right? So I'm going to write that down over here. $24,000, that's for your down payment. But there's $60,000 worth of rehab. So you got to pay that too, because they won't lend you to do the rehab. So that's now up to $84,000 you have to come up with. And then when you finally do put a loan on it, you're going to have to do the closing costs, which would be another $5,000, $6,000. We'll just say six. So you're now out $90,000. Now, you'd have to come to the table with $90,000 to do that deal. And I showed you we came to the table with negative six. We had $6,000 more loan to us than we needed. But then we had to do two closings, one for the hard money loan. And that used up that six extra we had. And then we did a takeout loan, which is one of these DSCRs or a regular conventional loan, and that's another $6,000 closing costs. So we might have gotten into a deal as low as $6,000 compared to $90,000. Now, I will tell you that the three deals I did this weekend in my class, one of them was $12,000 out of pocket, one of them was $15,000 out of pocket, and one of them was $25,000 out of pocket. But in every case, we made over $50,000 worth of captured equity. So in this case right here, we own it. In another quick bit of math, we bought it for 120, we put 60 in it, we own it for 180, right? And it's now worth 248. 248 minus 180, we just made $68,000 minus closing costs, so it'd be $62,000. Now you think about that. You put down $15,000 and make $62,000. What is that? That's over 200% rate of return. Go to your financial planner right now and ask him if he can get you a 200% rate of return in 60, 90 days. If he says no, then go to DellHelpMeNow.com and sign up. We'll be right back with the Dell Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa appreciates having mentors who have her back.
Having the faith to move forward and y'all have everything provided, I could call a mentor and say, hey, I don't know what to do. You know, someone is always there to guide you. I have backup.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join now for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to Dell Walmsley Radio Show. We'll be discussing the difference between a partnership and a syndication. Very interesting differentiation there. Before we get started, though, for those of you who just tuned in, I want to remind you that this is our 34-year anniversary. September is, and we're running specials all over the country. We have classes going on all over the country. This weekend, for sure, we've got Dallas two-day with the case study on Thursday night, and we've got the Richmond, Virginia two-day, and Friday night is the case study, and I'm going to do the Friday night case study there in Richmond. So you don't want to miss out. If you want a chance, come meet me, and we'll spend time. I mean, not only will we do the class, will we have case studies. I'll be teaching you single-family, multifamily operations, or not operations, I'm sorry, how we make money with those and how much money we can make with those. And then after we're done, we'll go out for dinner and vivation if someone wants some. But we'll get to know each other and spend some time talking, so you don't want to miss that. And if you want to get to either of those or any of the other ones, there's just tons of them out there, go to DellHelpMeNow.com, Dell, D-E-L, DellHelpMeNow.com. And by the way, if you're already a member, it'll show you when and where to go. But if you're not a member, you want to sign up, there's a button you can click for Help Me Now. And if you put my name in there, D-E-L, you'll get a discount of quite a bit. I think it's about 60% discount or something like that. It's a major discount. So you would definitely go there if you've been thinking about it. Let's now talk about the difference between partnerships and syndications, because I run into this all the time, and not as much as I used to. But people in the old days, when I first started teaching, really believed that they needed to have other people to go do deals. And one of the problems with that is that, first of all, it's not true, and second of all, it's problematic. So I wrote a class about 30 years ago that was called Partnerships Suck. Now here's 15 hours on how to fix that. And the class, we don't even play the class anymore because very few people do partnerships. And the problem with partnerships per se compared to syndications, which I'll explain the power of the syndication compared to the partnership, the power of the problem with partnerships is that real estate is easy, but people are difficult. And when you partner with someone on a deal, you both have say in the deal. You're both involved in the operation of the deal. That in itself, it can be a nightmare. You know, you get up there and you get excited with somebody else, say, we're going to go do this thing. And lo and behold, you're excitable for 6 months. And after 6 months, one of the two partners says, I don't want to do this thing anymore. That leaves one partner stuck dealing with it. Yet what I found is the other partner is not that willing to let them just have all the money since they're doing all the work, and that becomes problematic. The other thing is, who do you partner with? Why do you need a partner? If you know how to do it in real estate done correctly, especially the lifestyles way, there's no need for a partner. You say, well, I need the partner because they have the money. Okay, well, that works out way better as a syndication where you have total control and the person puts the money in the deal, but you run and operate the deal. A partnership doesn't work that way. You put the money in, you can't get the money out unless everybody agrees to do whatever they agree to do. You have to have total agreement to be able to make that move. That in itself becomes problematic. Then you have just the very nature of human beings where they get in fights and they don't agree, and that becomes a problem. There's an old saying, anything that has more than one head is a serpent, and partnerships generally have more than one person trying to figure out what's going to happen and trying to design the plan, right? The other thing about partnerships is it's like marriages. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. The two people start with good intentions and in some period of time realize they just don't get along together. And there you go. It destroys it. And generally, when you try to unravel a partnership, it's usually pretty problematic. It usually ends up with them losing money because somebody signed for this or both of them had signed for this deal. And when you decide to get rid of this stuff, one person wants out immediately because I need my money. I don't want to do this anymore, whatever. And so it forces you to sell in an inopportune time. Markets go up and down and up and down and up and down. The reason we never get in trouble from that is that we don't use financing that would back us up against an up and down period. And secondly, we are strong enough that if the market is down, we're in buy mode. And we just hold what we own until we get back into sell mode, which is when the market's very, very high. You have to be able to do that, but partnerships don't have that tendency to have someone that's down to earth and thinking about it in that nice, solid way. So let's talk about syndication. A syndication is completely different than a partnership. Partners, people just kind of get together and say, you know, let's go do something, right? Syndication is a well-thought-out business plan, and it should be. However, many, many people that are outside of lifestyles are not that well thought out and don't know how to operate the property once they buy it. But what you're able to do is say, I'm going to go buy this right here, but I'm going to be in control. So when that's the case and you're good at what you do, you can go raise outside capital. And you're telling people, here's my business plan, here's my business model, here's what I'm going to do. If you agree to those terms, then you can invest your money into the deal and get your percentage. Whatever percentage you put in, you can get your return. Now, in outside of lifestyles, they don't let you get your percentage. They have all kinds of fees, and they do all kinds of things that make it more risky for the passive investors, right, and less risky for the syndicator, what we call here the lead investor. The lead investor is a term I made up 34 years ago to indicate that this person is in charge. They're the lead investor in this deal. I heard now the other day that they're actually starting to use that term out there in the investment world, that they've picked that term up. I want you to understand that term wasn't here 34 years ago. I picked it up because I wanted people to have control where you didn't have that partnership situation. I'm the lead here. If you want to invest with me, I'm the lead. I'm going to make the decisions because I'm the one that in this situation is smart enough, more sophisticated enough in what we're doing to make those decisions. So the syndication is much safer because the smart person's making all the decisions, and all the passives can be interested, not interested, be excited, lose excitement, lose interest. All that waning excitement doesn't hurt the operations of the property. The other thing we do is that we have an operations team and we have a management company that runs the property itself. So if the lead gets killed or gets sick or whatever, there's somebody still operating the property. And you don't have that in a partnership. You got you're in it with your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your friend, and somebody dies, you've lost some portion of your team. The thing can't continue. It's going to blow up. Right? Now, let's flip that around for a second. If you go out there and willy-nilly and get into any syndication that you run into, it's very likely that the person doing the syndication is dumb as a rock because they haven't been educated on it and they haven't passed classes and gotten certifications on how to do this stuff, which is what our members have to do. If they want to be able to be a syndicator, they have to first take our multifamily classes and learn everything about how to locate, evaluate, negotiate, contract, close, finance, and operate multifamily properties. And then they have to take another class called the Aspiring Lead Classes, where they have to learn how to be a lead investor, right, / syndicator. They have to agree to all of our rules and regulations, which is not something that an outside guy wants to do if he doesn't know what he's doing, because he's thinking he's going to get rich. And we're not going to let him get rich at the expense of the passives, if at all possible. So we make them sign these agreements not to do them. Now, does that mean people don't do them every once in a while? Yeah, sometimes people break the agreement they have with the passives. And the agreement's really to the passives from the leads. that we will run our business this way. If they don't, then we have to kindly ask them to leave our group, because we have a group of people that have agreed we're all going to play in the sandbox under the same rules. Now we're going to finish up here with the fact that I'm leaving right out of here after this segment, and I'm getting on a plane flying out to Virginia, Richmond, Virginia. I want to see you all there. If you're anywhere near that area, I want you to show up for this thing tomorrow night. Friday night, we're going to be there doing a case study, and I'm also going to be giving some additional materials that we wouldn't give at a case study, a little bit of educational material for people. And I'm going to be there answering questions, and then when we're all done, we spent the evening together, we're going to go out and go to dinner and spend time together again. Saturday and Sunday, we have the two-day there in Virginia. Also, and I just noticed when I went to the page, it doesn't show this one on the page for some reason, but there's also a Dallas event this weekend. Case study is Thursday night. I guess that'd be tonight. And then the 2 day is Saturday and Sunday. So you want to get to that one. Here's what you want to do. Go to DellHelpMeNow.com. Go to DellHelpMeNow.com. You'll see a nice picture of myself and my two huskies. They're smiling at you. And then we get it down. There's all kinds of information about what you get if you're a member, blah, blah, blah. This is all just educational or, you know, informational for what you get as a member and tons of stuff. But if you scroll down to the bottom, that's where all the locations are you can go. Now, listen to this number of locations you can pick from. There's Indianapolis, Indiana, Kansas City, Missouri, Dallas, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, Houston, Texas, Richmond, Virginia, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Chattanooga, Tennessee, St. Louis, Missouri, Phoenix, Arizona, Charlotte, North Carolina, and there's even online classes. If you can't make any of those, there's a way you can sign up and do it at night. And it's broken into four pieces that you can watch. So there you go. I mean, you can't miss out. There's something for everybody here. The ones that I want you to keep in mind are, you know, this weekend it's Dallas and Richmond, Virginia. David will be teaching. David's a great teacher. For David to learn how to teach the class as a member, he came and watched it 16 times. And by the time he had done watching it 16 times, he had memorized the class, which was funny because he would say the exact same things I would say. Now, he's been doing it for like 20 years now, so he doesn't do that anymore. But when he first started, man, it was so fun because I was like watching myself or listening to myself, rattle off this material. Now, on this thing also here on this page, by the way, there's all kinds of testimonials, which are pretty neat. And down at the bottom, this is the neatest part, I think, there is the fact that Lifestyles Unlimited, well, in 2006, I won the Houston Apartment Association's Real Estate Investor of the Year Award. They then asked me to go compete in the National Apartment Association's Real Estate Investor of the Year Award. They sent me there, and I competed, and I won, and I was the 2007 National Apartment Association Real Estate Investor of the Year. When I came back to my team, I said, look, I don't know why we shouldn't win this every time, because we have the best product at the best price. We have the best educated investors with, you know, help and mentoring along the way. I don't ever want to lose this thing ever again. And you remember, there's in the National Apartment Association, there was on average about 44,000 independent real estate investors that were competing for this award each year. Well, Lifestyles won it every year for 16 years. That's amazing. And there's pictures of all the people that won in the year they won here. I think this is just incredibly interesting here. And along with that, which is interesting, is that how did we win every year? Well, we just simply at Lifestyles copy what the other person does. You know, in your whole life, you've been told, don't copy, don't cheat, right? And I'm telling you, that's not the way to see life. You go find who's doing it right. Go find out how somebody's making a ton of money and copy everything they do. That's the way to do it, right? And so our mentors and our consultants just said, look, we're going to take you to these other people's places that have won, show you what they look like. You're going to make your place look the same, feel the same. You're going to be occupied. You're going to have the numbers. You're going to make money so you can prove out that you're a great operator. And lo and behold, every year. Well, the National Apartment Association said this year that they're not going to give out the award anymore. And the reason for that is we win it every time. And they go, it's ridiculous. I mean, nobody else out there who has not taken the training can produce the type of outcomes that our members are producing, both in terms of how nice the properties are, but in terms of how profitable they are. And so there's really no competition. And they just got tired of us winning it every single time. And so they said they're just going to drop it, which I thought was rather interesting. So bottom line is we can't win it anymore, but the pictures of the last 16 years are there to prove you this. Which team would you rather be on, the one that wins every time or the one that has never won? That's why you want to be here at Lifestyles Unlimited. We've won every time because we are the best product at the best price. So go to DellHelpMeNow.com. Get signed up. Put my name in. There's a code thing. You go in here. It says, it asks for a code. Let me see what that is here. I'm going to click over there. It says, what is promo code? Yeah. There's a box for promo code and then apply. Put my name in there and hit apply. And you're going to get about a 60% discount off that price. So it's, you know, well worth your time to do that and get involved. For the rest of you out there, remember, you got to remember this. We're not doing this just to make a little bit more money, although you could do it just to make a little bit more money. But most of us here at Lifestyles, we're investing so that in 5 years or less, we can retire. I did it in 2.5 years. Some people have done it in 2. And some people, it's taken 7. You know, but the bottom line is, it's not just money. It's the lifestyle. That's what we want you to get. So go to DellHelpMeNow.com and get started today. I'll see you in Richmond tomorrow. And David will see you tonight in Dallas. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.